Today's episode is brought to you by the Christian Standard Bible, a Bible translation for everyone. The CSB is a translation that's both understandable for the new believer and the lifelong disciple. Whether reading to a child or teaching in your women's ministry, the CSB will be accurate, readable, and shareable. Find out more at csbible.com. We're so thankful for the support of the Christian Standard Bible.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome back to another episode of Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily, here with my sister-in-law, Laura.
Hey, guys.
And we're going to just spend a little bit of time talking about something that I really like that we're doing this fall, which is Risen Motherhood merchandise. We're going to have another shop open up, and I'm already getting all my gear. I'm going to try to wear it all at the same time. And I'm so excited for you guys to get some too.
You guys, Emily is so into the shop. If you've listened to some of our past episodes, you know how much Emily loves merch. And so this is like basically her favorite week of the year. We are in the middle of our shop right now, actually. So if you are listening to the show on release day, our shop has probably been open for a couple of days, and it is going to be open through November 11th.
Yes. What we're doing this year is we're opening up the shop for pre-orders. And so what this means is you are going to have till November 11th to go in and get any item that you want, get it in the size that you need, get the quantity that you need for your friends for Christmas or your sister-in-law or your sister, whatever it is for your mom, and get all of those orders in so that we can make sure we don't run out of anything. So you can get all your things with the pre-order.
Yes, but make sure you do it before that 11th date, because what we do is a pop-up shop. So this is not a shop that runs year-round or that once it's out, it gets refilled. Like Emily says, we do pre-orders. This is to serve you really well so that you can make sure that you get the items you want. So tell your husband, you know, a lot of you, we know you placed your Christmas list and you send your husband over to our site. And last year we heard from a lot of disappointed dads that wanted to get something, but they had missed the date. And we felt so badly that we could not help them out to make your Christmas dreams come true. So be sure that you let your husbands know that it cannot be open on the 12th. They cannot place an order, unfortunately, but we hope that you guys get all of your stuff in by the 11th. And we have tons of really fun new things that were not in the shop last year.
Oh yes. Yeah. So we have got sweatshirts.
Listen to the excitement in her voice.
We've got some really, really soft, cozy sweatshirts. I pretty much wear my Risen Motherhood sweatshirts every day.
Yeah,
yes, hoodies. We've got a hat. You know, I'm wearing that hat every day that I don't shower. We have a sticker. We have a tote. We have, of course, some great t-shirts that are perfect for layering. You know, we wear ours all through the summer. Mm-hmm. And then we put cardigans and cute flannel shirts over them in the winter. So all of it is hopefully really versatile. And just a quick note that we want to make with the pre-orders, it will take some more time to ship to you. So this isn't Amazon two-day shipping.
Oh,
this
is, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, that'd be great. But it's pre-order, and then it will take 3 to 4 weeks to get to you, because then we're going to, again, give that, fulfill that order, and then send it out to you guys.
Yeah, so don't be surprised when it takes a little bit of extra time. One other thing with all of our apparel. So we have mugs. Those are kind of one size fits all.
The mugs.
So yeah, we're really excited about our mugs. We also have all different sizes, including plus sizes. And that was something you guys asked us for last year. So we do have them in a select number of our apparel shirts. So be excited about that. And we also have a lot of different price points too. So no matter where you're at, our hope is that while, yes, we make some money on this shop, so it goes directly, all proceeds go back directly into the Ministry of Risen Motherhood. We try to really find a variety of price points so that no matter where you're at with financial situation, you'll be able to find something that can be shipped to you for you to have.
Yes. So, and another fun thing is that sometimes when we're out and about, it's neat to see another person with a Risen Motherhood shirt yes. on, or to see a sticker on her, you know, Tumblr that she's carrying around. So it's just a fun way for our community also to have people ask about Risen Motherhood, and then to be able to share maybe why you listen to the podcast or why you enjoy the resources. Mm-hmm. It's a neat way to talk to somebody about the gospel, and it's a neat way to kind of air high five another mom that you see out in public with some Risen Motherhood gear on. So,
you know, if yeah. Emily sees you, she's going to freak out over
I'm going to run to you and be like, hi, let's hug.
I actually am. I haven't told you this story yet, but there was a woman who actually just recently emailed us and saw another woman with a Risen Motherhood shirt in the airport. And And they were able to connect. And actually one of the women had the Risen Motherhood book. And so she gave the Risen Motherhood book to this other woman.
Oh, this
and
is so cool.
It was just kind of this neat bonding time where I feel like one woman had read the book and then she passed it off to the next person and they had identified each other because of their shirts.
There you go. I just love this.
Yeah. Instant okay. friendship. So if you want to go get your shirt so you can meet a friend, head over to risenmotherhood.com/shop. That's where you're going to find all of our merch. And remember, it's only open till the 11th. So head over. We'll link this in our show notes. It'll be on our social media profiles, risenmotherhood.com/shop.
Okay, so let's jump into today's show. We are actually talking about moving, which under a broader category is kind of like discussing a big season of transition. Now, like transitions are something that are just really challenging with little ones.
Oh my goodness.
Whether it's adding another child to the family, or it is changing jobs, or just going back to school, coming home from the summer. I mean, there's a ton of different life transitions. And because it is such a big topic for moms, we've tried to record several different episodes related to this, and we included a whole chapter in our book about transitions.
That's right. We know that these are really, really hard times. Moving is one of the more most difficult. I don't know. I shouldn't say most, but it's definitely up there. So if you're going through a different transition than moving, go head over to our show notes. We may have covered it in some of our past shows, and we are going to try to hit the big ones in our show notes so you can have quick and easy links to those. But back to moving, you know, this is one transition that Emily and I have experienced at various points in our lives, and then specifically as moms. I know I was counting it up for the show, and I hadn't even really realize that I have moved 4 times with little children. Emily?
Wow.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I've just moved 1 time with little ones, actually more like, you know, from one part of town to another part of town. But it's amazing how something that kind of technically may only take, you know, 12 hours or 2 days, depending on how great your moving crew is, actually can feel like it can consume a year or two of your life from totally. Really the start of thinking about moving, making that decision, making plans, preparations, finding a new place to live, all the way to like feeling like you're settled and feeling like you know people or your routines are established. It can really feel like a big season.
Yeah. I lived in temporary housing 2 different times, 1 for 2 months and 1 for a full year. And so that shows you just the breadth of like how much they change mm-hmm. from one to another, and had all cross state moves. So Emily and I have different experiences that I think will play well for today's show and for all of you guys. I mean, there are so many different reasons that you might be moving or how you might be feeling. I know that there were times where I was really excited to move and there were other times where I wasn't so excited, you know? And so maybe for you, it's, oh, this is something that we've been building towards and really looking forward to. Maybe you're going to be a new missionary, or maybe you're going to be a church planner, or maybe your husband's finally gotten that job, or you're moving home to family, or maybe it's the other way around and you're not as excited. Like, it is a great job opportunity for your husband, but you're leaving friends and family, or maybe you're scared about where you're headed to and uncertain. And while you guys are on the same page, you and your husband, maybe you feel like this isn't necessarily exactly what you wanted or what you had in mind.
Right. And then in addition to like the reasons for moving playing into it being kind of hard or challenging is just the ages and stages of kids. I know I was, you know, pregnant when we were moving. And so of course I had that affects, you know, how you can lift boxes or how hard it is to pack or unpack, or if you've got toddlers running around and they're pulling out your kitchen utensils as fast as you're putting them in, or maybe you just feel, you know, really tired. And again, you've got a baby in a car seat and you're just trying to figure out how you're going to get to the DMV in between naps and do all the paperwork. And even like your kids, if they're young, they might not understand, you know, they might be unaware of what's going on, and yet they still are very impacted, and maybe their attitudes aren't as good, or they're cranky, or their schedule's off. So I even think that ages and stages of kids can make a big impact.
Yeah. And even like the culture of your place you're headed to. I know I moved from Minneapolis to Chicago and I never heard of any of the grocery stores, and I didn't know where to get groceries. I was like, well, which one's best? I mean, I could obviously figure it out, but you know, you in your hometown, when it's your house, you know where to find groceries. And that was like a hard thing for me, to feel like I literally don't know where my grocery store is. And so for many of you, it's on a way larger scale, and that is small potatoes, your grocery store, but you're totally in a new culture. But no matter what, I think there's that element of getting used to a new town, and that can really change how you feel. But when I moved back home to Iowa, I knew my way around. And so that part wasn't as big of a deal for me, just because I was so familiar with the town.
Yeah. So all that to say, there are just a ton of factors in this. And so we just wanted to process today, you know, what does the gospel mean for us as moms when we're in a season of moving? Again, whether you're on the very front end and you and your husband are just starting to talk about a move, or you moved 6 months ago and you're still dealing with the after effects, like how can we experience joy in the midst of stress? And how can we, I guess, see God's goodness, or maybe even his plan in the midst of this season?
Yeah. I think it's so fascinating to look at the creation account and see that right after God created a home for his people, the very first thing with the fall was Adam and Eve had to move. Like, if that doesn't show you, like, moving is part of the fall, having to leave and having to be transient and not be able to plant roots or to stay where you were originally, God originally created Adam and Eve to be, right after they sinned and disobeyed God's rule, they had to move east of Eden. And so I think that that is just super interesting to look at. But God didn't leave them without hope in that move, which we'll talk about.
Yeah. I think, yeah, what we see is that God had a plan. I mean, he knew the final home of his people. So even though, you know, Adam and Eve couldn't see the outcome, that doesn't mean that he didn't have a purpose for them. We actually have lots of scriptures that tell us that the Word was with God in the beginning, that God already had a plan for the salvation of his people. He already had a plan to conquer the enemy and ultimately to bring his people home. And even with that hope, we also see his mercy, that God loved them and he cared about them and he had compassion on them. Again, he didn't send them out unequipped. He didn't send them out without this hope and this help. And I think that that's true for us as well.
Yeah, I think just for some application points from that is that it is okay for moving to be really hard. I'm sure that Adam and Eve walking out of Eden was super hard. Actually, it says, what does it say in Genesis 3, Emily? It says like God thrust them out of Eden.
Oh, yeah.
Threw them out. There's a word. We'll put it in our show notes, or just go look on your phone. But there's a word that almost sounds like God like banished them. Like he had to get them out of Eden. They did not want to go. And that can happen for many of us, even if it's a move that we're really excited to take. Like the actual act of moving is really hard. And so we shouldn't be surprised by the fact that moving and all that it entails is difficult. So in this, like you can just talk with your kids and affirm that their feelings are valid, especially if they're struggling with the move. And if maybe they can't formulate words yet, but you can also affirm like maybe what they're feeling inside or help them to articulate that. And then for you just to be able to set the tone that says, yes, this is hard. Like it is acknowledging that fact, but then also say, let's pray and ask God for provision or for patience, or just to tell him thank you for the moving boxes and the packing tape and all of those things that God gives.
Yeah. Another thing that helped me in our move is this next point is just the reality that God is in control. You know, he's not caught off guard by where we are or where we're going. And he is able to provide for us and prepare a place for us wherever we're moving to. And that's going to ultimately grow and prepare us for heaven, right? Our final home. And so I know as we were lining up the walls with moving boxes, and our kids were sometimes melting down in tears and not understanding why we were driving back and forth to this new home, you know, every other day. And there was, again, construction materials there of just being able to even say to myself in that moment, like, this is not unplanned chaos in our lives. This is not a throwaway time or a throwaway season. God is in control of this, and he has a plan for us. And part of his plan for us right now is to be in a transition. And it doesn't feel good, but we can turn to him and trust that he can provide grace for us in this and grow us.
Yeah, it's interesting to look back throughout the Bible and see, too, that God didn't stop with just one move. It wasn't like only Adam and Eve moved. In fact, it's a huge theme throughout the entire Bible. Like, everybody is on the move. And you see that Israel, you know, they lived in tents as they moved around waiting for the promised land. And even then, there was – just look at the maps of your Bible. Let's just say that, and you'll see that – everybody is moving all around. And even Jesus says, you know, I have nowhere to lay my head. And that even for a few years of his life, he spent time moving around when he was in ministry, and he was constantly on the move. So we see that this is just a really common thing for God's people.
Yeah, I think an application for us is just to be cautious that we're not idolizing our kind of forever home or thinking that there's this place in life that we're just going to arrive and we're never going to have to, you know, give up community or change or be uncomfortable again, because we always ought to be open to God's leading, and we need to be content and joyful right where we're at in whatever, you know, type of home or season that he has us in today. So how can, you know, you thank God for the home that he's given you today, right now, instead of just, again, hoping for the next season, or maybe even being so content where you are that your hands are just, you know, clutched closed with even the idea that he may move your family somewhere else. And then that can really, you know, cause a lot of things to shatter if you thought, oh, I was never going to move from this place that we invested so much time and energy into. And I know that that's something my husband and I have to remind ourselves of, because we kind of, you know, found this not perfect, but a great place to live. And we built this home there, and we kind of felt like, oh, we have this vision of our kids growing up there and maybe grandkids coming there, that we have to be cautious to say our hearts are not wrapped up in this earthly home. They're wrapped up in a heavenly home. And so all of our possessions or whatever life we're in is really just given to us for a moment. It's not guaranteed. Our house could literally burn down tomorrow. And, you know, we would have to trust the Lord in that. And so I think it's good to just have those heart checks with ourselves every now and then.
Yeah, I think I never thought that I would move originally. And so I remember when we first started discussing moving out of state, I thought we would move out of that home. But to move out of state, I remember just feeling so discouraged by it. And so those are really good words, Emily. And another thing to just take note that we see is that God really uses the moves of his people to shape them and grow them. He did so much work as they wandered around, as they journeyed from place to place, as he revealed sin and just whining and grumbling and moaning and complaining, and all the things that they did that we're also prone to. Like, God uses those hard circumstances to show where we are gripping too tightly to comforts and to just things that we love about the place that we live. And so I think that that's just something to see, like, it was very promising, I suppose, that, you know, when I moved, I remember to Chicago, and the Lord just stripped all of my worldly comforts away. And I felt like I had no friendships and I had no church home. And my husband was working a ton. So I just felt really isolated. And I had a 2-month-old baby living in a 2-bedroom apartment for a couple months. And then we were also trying to renovate a house. And it was a very, very hard season for me. But I look back and I see that God did some immense heart work during that time that in the moment I couldn't see. But when I stepped away from it, probably 6, 8, 12 months later, I saw that God really refined me, particularly even with the sin of anger or just my deep desire to be seen in relationship. And I'm so grateful that he put me through that. Did it stink? Yes. But I'm so glad on the other side that the Lord used it in my life.
Yeah. So on this side of redemption, what's encouraging is that we belong to this new people group. And again, like we keep saying, our home isn't really here on earth. So it's neat that Jesus says he's going to go prepare a place for us in his Father's house. It's kind of like, there's a house we're moving to, and there are many rooms. And this is really where we look forward to living in the new heavens, the new earth, where we are actually going to dwell with God again, which is his plan all along. And in order to do that, he is got to cover us through the shedding of blood, just like he did, you know, for Adam and Eve. He makes that provision for us through Christ. And so we have to trust in that in order to go be with him. But what that means for us as moms is that wherever we live, like, it's important that we're investing ourselves in things that are eternal, that are going to last forever. The church, the word, people, relationships, you know, getting connected to other believers. And it's just interesting because our truest culture, our truest citizenship and family is in the people of God. It's not even in the community that we live in today. And having that greater citizenship allows us to actually move around from place to place with joy while we're here on earth.
Mm, amen. Get involved in your local church. We can't say it enough. So another kind of takeaway from that would just be this idea that when you're moving, you're often very, very engrossed and focused on a lot of temporal things. And if you step back, sometimes I know in our moves, I was like, oh, I just feel super materialistic or superficial right now. But they're important things. Things like, okay, what couch are we going to put in this living room? Or what backsplash should we have? You know, those are real questions, things that we have to deal with and that we have to answer. But there's also this part of remembering our eternal home that reminds us that this physical earthly home is not our final resting place. It's not our final home. And so while we're getting settled, we really want to just remember that, hey, we can still use whatever place, whatever shelter God has given us for today, we can still use that to serve him. And we don't have to grumble about, oh, not knowing where everything is or making all these apologies to somebody because we don't have all the right furniture, or we don't have to say nobody can come over until I have my house perfectly furnished, because y'all know that takes at least 8 to 12 months, at least, if not a lot longer. And so we just want to encourage you in that if you are in that transition process, or maybe you're leaving your home and you're feeling like, well, I know I'm moving in 6 months, so I'm just not going to do much more anyway. Like, it doesn't really matter. Well, where you're at does matter, and where God currently has you, we want to live well there. We want to flourish there. We want to love others and use whatever God has placed in front of us right that moment to be able to show his glory to other people. And so we want to encourage you from all of this that this is a great time, even if you're moving, to still ask God, well, how can I use what you've given me and what I have in front of me today to serve and glorify you? And that looks different in different seasons, but that's still a very valid question to ask.
Mm-hmm. And just to build on that idea of mundane things, I think, again, knowing that we have a forever home, that we're focused on people and relationships and service to God wherever we're at, it actually frees us to, you know, make the decision about the backsplash and move on, or to, you know, focus on cleaning up the house for a greater purpose. And so it's just really neat that God allows us to live with joy in the temporary, no matter what's going on with our move. So if you guys want to find out more about this, you can go to our show notes at risenmotherhood.com. We are going to have a lot of other resources there. And you can also find out more about our upcoming shop, or you can find us on social media at Risen Motherhood, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. So thanks for joining us. And we hope no matter where you're at in the moving process, that you just have a great day.
Yes. Today. Focus on today. Bye, guys.